So hi guys, you're back with Mel and I'm so glad that you're joining me today. I have got something fantastic to share with you. I am sharing something so valuable and that value is about my life. Yes guys, I said it, I am valuable. I'm about to tell you some things, I'm about to give you some insight and my life is so valuable that even if you had all the money in the world, you could not even afford it. If I told you everything that I went through, we would not have enough podcast hours to record it. But I'm going to try and share some insights with you. And I just want to let you know that someone could afford it and someone did pay the price for me. And his name is Yeshua HaMashiach. Some people call him Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And yes, he paid the price for me. He has redeemed me. He has set me free. I'm able to speak. I'm choosing to speak up. I'm choosing to share my story. I'm choosing to share my reality and the freedom that I've had and received and I'm still receiving from Jesus Christ. Yes, guys, so stay with me. I'm going to take you back a bit. I'm going to touch on my childhood, a bit of background history. So I was born in Trinidad. There's Trinidad and Tobago. It's two little sister islands in the Caribbean. And the island is absolutely beautiful and warm. The people are beautiful and warm. And if you Google it, you'll see more about Trinidad because some people have not heard about Trinidad. But I was born in Trinidad in a Caribbean island and the food is different to the food that I receive and I eat now that I'm exposed to in the United Kingdom. I currently live in the UK. But coming from Trinidad as a child into the UK was so devastating because of the culture shock. The shock of the weather, it was like a freezer in England and in Trinidad, it was like a sauna. And not only that, the people were cold in the UK and the people in Trinidad was hot and friendly. And I was born in Trinidad by my mum and I was living with my grandma and my grandfather and my older sister. My grandma, I'd call her mama, my granddad, I'd call papa. And it's just a Caribbean thing in Trinidad. Mama and Papa refers to your grandma and your grandparents. So Mama had a stroke. I only ever knew her with a stroke. Apparently she had a stroke when she hit 40. She had two strokes, major strokes. And it stopped one side of her body working, the right-hand side. And my grandfather, Papa, I only even remember and recall him lying in bed ill. He was sick and he had prostate cancer. So those were the people who was at home. My mom would go out and work quite a lot. She was a builder and a welder, and she did whatever she did. She was a hustler. My older sister's 1 year older than me, and that was my household in Trinidad. We lived in a small little house, a bungalow house, and at the back of it had a chicken pen, it had a well, it had a pig pen, mango trees, a couple of goats, and a backyard. And the chicken pen was full of chicken, and these were the chickens that my mom would break the neck, yep, I said it, break the neck, bring the chicken to us, and then we would have to sit outside on a little stone stool, a concrete stool, whatever you want to call it, slab, which we called a seat, and we would have to pluck the feathers from the chicken, guys. And I'm telling you, nothing goes to waste in Trinidad. Once that chicken head got cut off, the chicken neck got cut, and it got feathered, or we'll take the feather off, and that got put in the pot as well. And then you would have the whole entire rest of the chicken was edible. Chop off the feet would go and make chicken foot soup. The gizzard, the heart, the kidney, everything got eaten. You don't waste anything in Trinidad. Even right off to the little chicken bottom that sticks out when you have a chicken, everything got eaten, but we had to pluck it. So that was part of our chores in Trinidad. And when it rained, we bathed outside in the rainwater. There were barrels that would, the barrels that the Caribbean people would send things back home to in the UK is the barrels that we had outside and we would bathe in it in the rainwater. Absolutely fantastic memory, just jumping up and down in that barrel and the rain falling on my head and my mum shampooing my hair. It was absolutely a different experience. You can't bathe in the rainwater in England right now. You bathe in the rainwater and you're going to end up in A&E with pneumonia. That's right, because nothing goes like that in this country. So that was my upbringing, and that's just a little idea of what it was like, the culture. The food was different. We had rotis, which is like a I would say a chapati, but different. We had dalpuri roti, bossup shot roti, sada roti. And we would eat that with curry, with a variety of vegetarian dishes, baigan choka, tomato choka, pumpkin takari, mango takari, aloo curry with chana, mutton or goat curry, chicken curry, stew chicken. So we had a variety of delicious food. We had fruits in the back garden, mango trees, pomerac trees, guava trees, so much rich, expensive food right there in the back garden. And we'd also have our pigs, which I thought were pets until I came home one day and my mum was slaughtering that pig and turning it into black pudding and cutting it up and freezing it. So yeah, so that's just a bit of insight of what it was like in Trinidad. If you stay tuned, I'm only doing small short little podcasts taking you through step by step before we get to some of the more traumatic experiences of my childhood. I don't want to dampen the nice part of Trinidad and the nice part of the early memories. So if you stay tuned with me guys on episode number 2, because this is episode number 1, yes, it's taking off. If you stay tuned with me, episode number 2, we're going to cover what it was really like on the dampen negative side of being of my childhood. So stay tuned with me and I'll see you on my next episode. Take care, God bless you, and know that God loves you.